proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We began to look at the covenants of God in the Old Testament. And having looked at the covenants God made with Adam and Eve before the fall of man and after the fall of man, we come to the next of these agreements, known as the Noahic Covenant. Over the course of hundreds of years after Adam and Eve's expulsion from the Garden of Eden, the human race had become progressively more wicked in its behavior. In the sixth chapter of Genesis, the author remarked that, quote, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, unquote. God decided to send a flood to the earth in order to destroy the human race. However, one individual found grace in Noah's sight, a man by the name of Noah. The verse does not say that Noah did anything to mark him out as righteous, though he is known in the New Testament as a preacher of righteousness. It simply says Noah found grace, unmerited favor, in the sight of God. God determined to spare Noah and his family. While the flood waters covered the earth, God preserved them in the vessel that God told Noah to build. Once the earth dried, God told him to, quote, go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee, unquote. Noah did so. When he reached dry land, he built an altar and presented burnt offerings unto God. On that occasion, God made a covenant with Noah. That pact had one provision in common with the Edenic covenant, namely God's command that Noah and his family, quote, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, unquote. One major difference between the covenant made in the Garden of Eden and the covenant made with Noah had to do with a change in the relationship between mankind and beast. According to the ninth chapter of Genesis, God told Noah that, quote, the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand they are delivered, unquote. So far, this echoed the injunction God gave to Adam in the Garden of Eden to have dominion over the earth. But now there would be a change. Not only would mankind have dominion, the animals would fear contact with human beings. As part of the Noahic covenant, God expanded the degree of man's diet. He said, quote, every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things, unquote. Under the first two covenants, God limited a mankind's diet to plants and fruits. Beginning with Noah, people could eat meat as well, with the blessing of God. Another important provision incorporated into the Noahic covenant involved the introduction of what is known as capital punishment. God told Noah, quote, whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man, unquote. Before that announcement, God did not impose a death penalty for murder. After Cain had killed Abel, for example, God did not kill Cain. However, up until the flood, people took advantage of divine leniency. According to the book of Genesis, a man named Lamech declared that, quote, I have slain a man to my wounding and a young man to my hurt. If Cain be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold, unquote. The Noahic covenant was designed by God as a reminder that God would not again send a flood to destroy the earth. As a token of that promise, he placed a rainbow in the cloud. From this point on, though, God would call out specific individuals and specific nations unto himself in order to make agreements or covenants with them. In the next session, we'll start with God's covenant with Abraham. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.